My name is Stax, and I am the host of Dangerous Talk on DangerousTalk.net. And I have been asked by a lot of Christians why I continue to fight for atheist rights when America was founded as a Christian nation. Well, the truth is, that's not true. And anyone who reads the Constitution would be able to figure that out. The Constitution, which is our founding document here in the United States, only has two references to religion. The first is Article 6, Clause 3, in which the Constitution states, "The senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office of public trust under the United States." The only other mention of religion in the Constitution is our First Amendment, which most people are well aware of, states, and I quote, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof." This, as Thomas Jefferson put it, creates a wall of separation between church and state. This means that while the citizens of the United States have the freedom to exercise whatever religion they choose, the government does not have that freedom. In fact, the government is restricted from establishing a national religion or making any law with respect to that. In 1968, the Supreme Court reaffirmed this view when they ruled in the famous Lemon v. Kurtzman case. This decision established what has been known as the Lemon Test, and it's a three-pronged test. The first test is that the government's action must have legitimate secular purpose. The second is the government's action must not have the primary effect of either advancing or inhibiting religion. And the third, the government's action must not result in an excessive entanglement of government and religion. If any one of these prongs is violated, the government's action is deemed unconstitutional under the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Clearly, the Founding Fathers wanted to keep America secular and free. Now, many Christians have also commented that our Founding Fathers were indeed themselves Christian. This true is partially true, but not fully true. Many of our Founding Fathers were closet deists. They made this clear in a lot of their respondents to each other through mail. Publicly, they do what all politicians do, and that's play up to the religious in this nation. However, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote the Declaration of Independence, was very clear to not have any mention of God at all in the Declaration. However, when he was challenged on that by some delegates in the South, he was forced to add various mentions of God throughout the Declaration in order to appease those Southern delegates and fight for our independence. However, Jefferson was a very smart man, and he was very clever. And if you'll notice, in the Declaration of Independence, the wording he used was very particular. It wasn't describing the Christian God at all. It was, in fact, describing the deist God. First, he talks about nature's God, not the Christian God or the God the Father, but very particular, nature's God. The deist view of the world was that God's wisdom couldn't be held in a book, and that only by studying the natural world and science can one truly know the mind of the deist God. So this very clearly separates it from Christians, who generally despise nature and science. Then he talks about the Creator. Now, that could be both Christian or deist. However, Christians tend not to think of God as just a creator, but as being personal to you and being in your life. The deists, however, their view is that God created the world and then let it go, and let natural science take its course. The final mention of God in the Declaration of Independence is when Jefferson talks about divine providence. Now, this too is a deist term. I think the Christians would use God commands or Jesus commands or something a bit stronger than just a vague providence and a vague divine providence at that. This is clearly a deist term here, so it is definitely not referring to the Christian God. It is also important to note that the Declaration of Independence, while a very important document to the history of America, is definitely not our founding document. It is a document which lists our grievances and our declaration to break away from Great Britain, but it has not established one single law in this nation. That was the job of the United States Constitution, which was ratified in 1787, 11 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Most people forget about the old Articles of Confederation thing. But Jefferson was by no means alone in his deist views. Many of our founding fathers, aside from Jefferson, were also deists. Ben Franklin, George Washington, and many others. Many of the more important ones, I might add. As for our many Christian founding fathers, who despite being Christian, still strongly believed in the separation of church and state. They believed America was a secular state and free for everyone, regardless of their religion. In 1797, President John Adams signed the Treaty of Tripoli, which was probably written by George Washington before leaving the Oval Office, or whatever it was he left, because the Oval Office didn't exist yet. In any case, Article 11 of the Treaty of Tripoli states, "As the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion, it has in itself no character of enmity against the laws, religion, or tranquility of Muslims. And as the said states never have entered into any war or act of hostility against any Mohammedan nation, it is declared by the parties that no pretext arises from religious opinions shall ever produce an interruption of the harmony existing between the two countries." Not a single one of the United States of America's laws is based on the Ten Commandments. Not one. There are three commandments out of 10 which coincide with some of our laws here in the United States. However, our laws were not based on the Ten Commandments. Those three commandments were based on other laws, and our laws are kind of referring back to Hammurabi's code when it talks about not killing people, not stealing, and not perjuring. These are all things that existed long before the Ten Commandments, and our laws are not based on the Ten Commandments version of them. As far as the other seven commandments, we have no laws saying that you shall not worship any other god except the Lord your God. We have no law saying that. In fact, we have a law saying the exact opposite, that you are free to worship any god, and then our government cannot establish a religion and tell you which gods you can and cannot worship. So that totally disagrees. Our First Commandment right away breaks our First Amendment of our Constitution. You shall not make any engraven images. Again, there is no law saying that you cannot make an engraven image. In fact, we have that with our money. So we break that right away with our coins. And I believe it was in the Bible somewhere where they said, give to Caesar what is Caesar and God with his gods. That sort of corresponds somewhat with that. Thou shalt not take thy Lord's name in vain. Well, there's no law against cursing, at least not yet. The FCC does restrict it on public airwaves, and we'll hopefully deal with that on Dangerous Talk, but there is no currently law that says you cannot curse in public or you cannot curse in your private home. There is no law saying that, not here in the United States anyway. Thou shalt not break the Sabbath. There is no law saying that you cannot work on Saturdays. In some places, you cannot work certain stores on Sundays, but again, that is not based on the Bible. So there you go. Thou shalt not dishonor thy mother nor thy father. Again, there is no law saying you must obey your parents. Sorry, no law. If there was, we'd have a lot of kids in prison right now. Thou shalt not murder. We've taken care of that already. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Why committing adultery is bad and looked poorly upon in our society, there is no law saying that you cannot do it. Thou shalt not steal, also from Hammurabi. Thou shalt not commit perjury, again from Hammurabi, and it predates, and these are those three are logical laws. Thou shalt not covet. There is no law saying that you cannot lust after something. Sorry, but there's no law. So anyone who says that our laws are based on the Ten Commandments, that is a complete and utter fiction created by the church to push their values on America. America is in no way a Christian nation, nor has it been founded on the Christian belief system. America is a secular nation, and if you don't like it, you can move to some other country ruled by the Taliban, because that's the theocracy that Christians are looking for, except they want to replace Muslim extremism with Christian extremism. And neither extremism is good, and having a secular country has saved America from more problems than it has caused.